Starting off with the NFL, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, who took their first loss of the season to the New York Jets. First question I got for y'all. I'll start off with you, Lou. Good topic for you.
Start with Lou.
Start with me.
It's still good. Yeah, look.
Is Jalen Hurts coming back down to earth after his breakout season last year?
Yes, absolutely. I know they were talking in the chat. Q said he may be hurt. Said it looked like he may be hurt. I haven't heard anything about that. I just think the offense has changed. He got a new offensive coordinator. They're not as cohesive as they were last year with that run-pass mix. It looked like he's kind of confused sometimes as to who to get the ball to or to get it out quickly. And that he's leaning on A.J. Brown too much. I think I seen a stat that 56% of the passes are going to A.J. Brown. And you have another talented receiver in Smith over there. So I do think that he's regressed a little bit. Even with the good offensive line, the play calling has been rough for him. Getting used to that new offensive coordinator.
That's interesting that people feel that way about certain
people. I've
seen
it on the field.
And certain players, they don't. They feel that way about what specifically? We talked about it before. Like certain players, they can come out and not be as effective, but it's every other reason in the book. But when certain players like Jalen Hurts does it, it's something he's regressing. Why is he regressing? Why can't he be hurt like Joe Burrow's hurt?
Well, because they reported an injury of Joe Burrow being hurt.
Okay,
I ain't heard them say anything about Jalen Hurts.
Because I said it earlier. I said something doesn't look right physically with him.
Only the Philly fans know that he's hurt.
Nah,
y'all the only people y'all heard
it's, say it's something there. It's something there. But that ain't even that's not an excuse for the way he played this weekend.
How did he play this weekend?
He played horrible. That was a horrible ball game by him. And you know I'm his biggest fan, so I'm gonna tell it like it is. He did not play well whatsoever. They still should have won that game, even with him playing the way he did. And you're right.
How are they gonna win that game when he was throwing three picks?
Ducks.
Because I said they still should have won. They still had opportunity to win at the end of the game, even with him throwing three picks.
What do you think's wrong with him?
I think it's still something wrong with his shoulder. Something just does not look right with the way he just does not look comfortable right now. If you look at him in his face, it don't look comfortable. And
I think it's confusion.
Q's don't look no.
I'm just saying.
It's but, a new offense. I'm just,
nah.
I knew Q was going.
But it's a new offense, man.
But you know that RPO is missing. They're not doing
offense.
As much
it
of that.
It looked different.
They don't. You know he's protecting something. If you watch him running the ball. He's running like, please don't hit me. Something ain't right. Something just don't look right with it. You know, I ain't saying he's supposed to be trying to run people over. You do have to protect your franchise. But at the same time, something just does not look right. It just don't to me.
What about
but
you?
I'm not going to say he's regressing. I don't think so.
What about you, FIFO?
You know, there's a thing to a Super Bowl hangover. You know what I'm saying? And that team that always loses, sometimes they'll come back with a chip on their shoulder. But sometimes, they, you know, it might be a little foggy. You know, and right now, we don't see the clarity with this team. Regression, I think, you know, we're jumping out on a limb. You know, I think he has enough of a good history, at least in my opinion, to be like, okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. The man just played in the Super Bowl last year. It is a brand new offense. They are doing a lot of things that they didn't do. He's more of a pro-style passer this season. Right, that comes with a little bit of growing pains because he was not that when he got to the league. He has progressed to now where they entrust him to run that type of offense. Maybe he is relying a little bit too much on A.J. Brown. Maybe the ball does need to be distributed a little bit more. But to me, when I look at the overall team, right, like the only thing to me that has clarity on this squad is that D-line. That D-line is ferocious. The kid from Georgia, what's his name? You know, I'd be fucking
angry. Jalen Carter.
He was out this week.
And he's out. You know, but he's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that front, the Eagles are like, okay, like, when are we going to get it going? So, in my opinion, when I look at them, it's not just Jalen Hurts. Now, they do get a lot of praise when things go well, so we do got to give them a lot of blame when it doesn't.
Yes.
But this team doesn't, it just doesn't feel like they're clicking just right. But I wouldn't consider it regression.
And he is forcing the ball. And I'm going to say this. If you notice that first week, A.J. went off because he wasn't getting the ball. Remember?
It seemed like they've been trying to
compensate. Since then, he's been going. Even on that drive after he had the blow up on the sidelines, he went to him three times in a row. And every time, he's been going to A.J.
That ain't
going to
work.
Yeah. And I saw him having to console Devontae a little bit this past week. Not this game, but the game before.
I'm
like, man, it's too many dudes, man.
I think that there is regression. But it also makes you look back at the MVP season or caliber season, and the stats look about as average as you can get at the quarterback position, especially in 2023.
Not when you add the run.
Absolutely not, bro.
No, yeah, but he's not doing that this year. So that's what I'm saying. You. That's why I'm saying there's regression. He's thrown seven interceptions in the last six games that he's played. Mm-hmm. He only had six, I think, in 18 games, and that's including the playoffs. So there is something different. You could blame the OC. You could blame the Super Bowl hangover. But right now, it just looked like him. I mean, we came in to the season talking about, like, this, you know, it just looked different from Jalen Hurts' perspective. He don't look comfortable. He didn't look comfortable early in the season. Some of the games, they've been closer than what they should be based on how much talent they got. Philly's supposed to have a roster as talented as the 49ers, but it don't look like it. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't look like it at all. And you would say that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, but right now it don't look like it.
Yesterday.
Huh?
It did Sunday.
I'm just saying
like they both took their losses, but you could say that Brock Purdy's loss was more on the team than him.
No, you can't. And see, that's what I'm saying. That's the type of thing that people do. They make excuses for certain guys, and certain guys they try to place the blame. These guys we'll get to the Brock Purdy.
No, I'm just saying you can say that because he threw three picks. Brock Purdy drove his team down the field to kick the game win. If he kicks the game winning field goal, they're undefeated. And what you got to say?
Nothing.
Exactly.
You still be saying the same thing. They look rough.
No, they look but that's because
and he didn't do it.
That's because C-Mac. You could say C-Mac and Debo is a game changer, and that team looks different.
They lost the game, and it was shutting.
Philly was
down.
All healthy. Was anybody out?
Yeah, the best offensive lineman was out.
You talking about Lane Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, so Lane Johnson, he's not their best offensive. I thought Kelsey was.
No. It's definitely Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson, the best offensive lineman in football.
That's not true, baby.
Trent Williams.
Lane Johnson.
Trent Williams.
Look at the ratings though.
Give me Trent Williams over Lane Johnson.
Who's rated higher?
Who would you rather have?
Lane Johnson. Well, Trent Williams is a little help. Well, not now because they both get hurt a lot. But Lane Johnson is the highest rated offensive lineman in football. He hasn't given up a sack in three years.
Is you lose one offensive lineman from the best offensive line in football shouldn't be that. You should still be able to beat the Jets.
Yeah, they
you know what I'm saying? Like and handsomely at
they
that.
They should still win the game.
So like,
handsomely, why you say handsomely?
Because they had a big lead, didn't they?
They did. It was 14-3.
That's what I'm saying. They were up double digits, so they should have won handsomely.
And they were able to move the ball with ease early. And then the interceptions came and got them back in the game.
Yeah,
that first interception was
fucked up.
The first interception was a I'm not taking.
So that's how you know they fucked. The first interception wasn't that bad.
The second one,
I can excuse. The third one is like, all right, correct. Bro, we getting too many.
The first one, he hit the receiver in the hands. He got hit and it bounced back to Quentin Johnson. So to me, they had the momentum.
Okay, what about the second one?
The second one, he got his arm hit, but still, he's hit on him.
Okay, what about the third one?
Him. The third one, once again, 100% on him. I told you, I blame him. I blame him for that loss. I don't blame nobody else. I blame that on Jalen because he could have rallied those troops. Nothing else. The thing I talk about Jalen about the most is leadership. And I felt like he sat down.
Does he look like a leader right now?
Not in that game he didn't. Not in that game. He looked more like Joe Burrow to me. Sitting there not saying nothing.
I don't know why you say that. Joe Burrow won three out of the last four games. Same thing as the Eagles.